This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Show me the Republican infighting. I want to see it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm an observant person, very observant. I people watch, I trend watch, I do a lot of weird things in my vida loca, and I just want somebody to show me the Republican infighting. Are you as observant as I am? I think most of you are. You're very astute. The people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show are amazing people. You people have some insights and intellects. You always amaze me. Seriously. You always amaze me. I'll come up with a subject and people, Kevin, what about this? What about that? I'm like, wow. Good for you. Your tweet. When I put out a tweet, you guys were just some beautiful, what I call, you know, calculus. You have some, your way of looking at the periphery and tangential discussions are amazing. You're uncanny. Much smarter than your leftist counterparts, the brain dead moronic left. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Show me Republican infighting. Infighting. Show me Republican infighting. Is Donald Trump battling with the Republican establishment now, or has he pretty much got them in check? Just curious. I want to know your thoughts on this. Think back. Only a few years ago, how many Republicans fought against Donald Trump, the rhinos? Think back on that. Think 3 years ago. How many people were so against Donald Trump? McCain, Flake, Lindsey Graham, Paul Ryan, many others. Some of them still are, Murkowski and a few. But how many of them were like that? Count them. Think about it. How many of them flipped like Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham is now one of the biggest, staunchest Trump supporters on the planet. A few years ago, we had rhinos on every issue. We had complete rhinos on the border issue. Paul Ryan might as well have been open borders himself. What a stooge he was to lead the Republican Party. House Speaker Paul Ryan, a waste. How many rhinos didn't want Donald Trump's tax reform? How many rhinos are willing to cave on guns? How many rhinos are willing to cave on any reforms revolving around the issue we currently have with Muslims and terror? I mean, boy, you look around the Republican Party, there's a bunch of weak-kneed sissies. And what about our pundits, the Bill Kristols of the world? And who's the bow tie wearing dude? Forget his name, but y'all know him. I talked about him the other day on the program. I asked about Jonah Goldberg. Ben Shapiro. He was an anti-Trumper. You know what Ben Shapiro did? He finally shut his mouth about being an anti-Trumper. Haven't heard him criticize Donald Trump. Not like he did before. Guy Benson. Fox News contributor Guy Benson. My good friend Dana Lash was an anti-Trumper. Glenn, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He's a buddy. He used to have his show. What's his name? Beck. Glenn Beck. What's up with Glenn? Everybody who was anti-Trump's prospects went into the dirt. At best, you survived. Ben Shapiro survived because he's got the backing of a billionaire. If it weren't for that, you wouldn't even know his name. Jonah Goldberg, nowhere near the stat. George Will, thank you. That's what I was trying to think of. That's why you got producers. Took y'all a minute. George Will. All the people at National Review Online and American this and blah, blah, blah. Like I said, the Bill Kristol crowd. The intellectuals running the party. Our elitist. How are they faring? McCain, dead. Flake's career is over. Paul Ryan, a joke. He will go down in history as one of the worst speakers of the House ever. But let's look at the Democrats. Forget about the Republicans. They have come around. I ask again, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, show me the Republican infighting. What are we fighting over? We fighting over Donald Trump's tax reforms. We fighting over the foreign policy of Donald Trump as it relates to China and trade. We fighting over that? We fighting over how Trump is dealing with the immigration issue involving Mexico, Guatemala, and anybody else. We fighting over that? We fighting over the border wall and funding? What are we fighting over? I'd really like to know, because I don't see an ounce of Republican infighting. Oh, yeah, people got issues here and there, the budget and all that. Yeah, there's politics, and there's going to be politics inside of politics. But as far as the Republicans go, we are as clean as we have ever been in modern history. We are singularly focused on solving problems. And you know what? The Democrats and the independents, they know it. You have the most solidarity you've had in the Republican Party than we've had since the time of Reagan. But let's look at the Democrats. Turmoil. And I'm not talking about inside dirty laundry, folks. I'm talking about dirt for all to see. The Democrats are, if they were personified in an embodiment in a human being, they'd look like a homeless dude. They'd be like that dude you can smell two blocks away and know he's coming. That's what they'd be. They got dirt for everybody to see. They hate Israel. They love anything that is anti-American. They love other countries and other cultures. They love other people's systems. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if that system oppresses gays, if it oppresses women. If it's anti-American, they love it. That's what the Democrats, that's how they roll. Muslim infiltration of our political system that welcomes terror and the Muslim Brotherhood into our midst, part of the Obama legacy. They love cheering for the economy to crater. They love it when we have mass shootings done by them. They even spin those mass shootings because they want us to believe it's us doing it when it is they who are doing it. That's what you did with Democrats. Their divisive nature to their own party, folks, as well as America in general. They can't even agree internally. Democrats, all kinds of turmoil, all kinds of divisiveness, all kinds of dirty laundry, front and center for the world to see, and they want to run the country again. And they got the polling to prove that it'll happen.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats can't agree internally. The Republicans are more together than at any time. I said this in the last segment. More together than at any time in modern history, even more so than in the time of Reagan. And the Democrats want you to believe that we have infighting. They talk about all the Republicans, they can't agree, they've got infighting. And the Democrats have blatant infighting. You don't have to look for it, you don't have to search, you don't have to. It isn't like the boogeyman, it's right in front of your face. Look at their debate. Ask yourself what they stand for. They got some that want free college, others don't. Some that say, we want free Medicare, free child care, free housing, livable wages, etc. And then you find out they're battling within. The only thing they can really agree on is the claim that they hate Trump. But many Democrats want to be Donald Trump. Some of them don't want to go away from Trump's policies because the policies work. They play too well in their own districts. But those very same Democrats, you know what they're doing? They are running from Barack Obama's policies. Excuse me. Running. Don't want to admit that they were part of Obamacare. Oh, you know, Obamacare needs some work, and you know, we're working on it, and whatever, you know. It's funny to watch. Watch this. There's a battle brewing. So let's think about the battle. So Kamala Harris jumps on Joe Biden, right?
says Joe Biden is a racist. He's hanging out with segregationists. Cory Booker tries to glom on and says, Joe Biden, you need to apologize. Biden says, I'm not going to apologize, but then he apologizes. Then, Warren jumps on various people talking about, you guys are too soft on the Republicans, you're too soft on this, because some of them want to be moderate. Like, and it was really a shot at Joe Biden. He's too moderate. Tulsi Gabbard jumped on Kamala Harris. Says, look at what you did to California. And I could go on. Others are going to jump on Elizabeth Warren talking about how fake she is. She came out, I apologize again for being a fake Indian, because the internal polling says this is still going to be your booger bear. This is the gorilla that's on your back, girlfriend. And they all got a problem. Multiple problems. I want to give away this. I want to give away that. Livable wages. Mandatory this. Mandatory minimum wage. And then they got serious problems because they're like, well, you know, we don't want to make our partners mad. So they come off as pansies because they don't want to make, you know, Britain mad or France or Germany for not paying their NATO bills. They've prevented us from working with Russia as if Russians are the scourge of the earth. I know places that are much worse than Russia in terms of the political climate, the optics of things. They get mad at Trump for wanting to get our money back on tariffs and saying, look, let's go for free trade. You want to say, we buy automobiles from all over the world in this country. There's nothing you can't get. But you put all kinds of crazy tariffs on our stuff, tariffs on lumber and all this, while you want to sell stuff to us? No, let's do it fair. The United States can compete. We're ready. Anyway, these guys have a total turmoil. Bernie Sanders took a shot at Kamala Harris after she said she was not comfortable with his Medicare for All plan. Here's what Bernie says. I don't go to the Hamptons to raise money from billionaires. Notice he never says millionaires anymore. Somebody pointed that out. He doesn't. If I visited there, I would tell them the same thing I've said for 30 years. We must pass a Medicare for All system to guarantee affordable health care for all, and not just for those who can afford it. Yeah, Bernie the millionaire takes a shot at Kamala Harris about going to talk to billionaires. Neither one of them can raise a fraction of what Trump can raise. I haven't even looked at the numbers, but Trump's numbers are going to dwarf them. But notice I want you to understand how he took a shot at Kamala Harris. Bernie Sanders made her an elitist. You're going up there to talk to billionaires, to the Hamptons. Well, how does this people finance their campaign? They raise money. But Bernie's, no, you're not doing it my way. You're doing it a different way. You're raising money from billionaires. And she's not comfortable for Medicare for All because it's not affordable. And look, the medical system in America is easily fixable. I'll give you two words that'll fix it. Donald Trump. And it isn't because I have so much faith in Trump as Mr. Fix-It. It's because it is fixable. The waste in Medicare, the waste in Medicaid, the corruption and fraud that is in all those programs, on top of the corruption and fraud in our medical system in general, we could solve the problem of, let me put it to you this way. Give me the budget to solve the problem of medicine in America, hospitalization, etc. I'll spend 80% fixing the problem, and I'll just take 20% off the top. I'd be the richest man in the world within years. What do we spend in healthcare? Trillions of dollars a year is what I'm told. Insurance and all that, I'd fix it and I'd have money to burn. I'd be lighting my cigars with $100 bills. That's how much money I would have. But anyway, infighting. That's what you're witnessing. And here's what I'm going to tell you. It ain't over. There's going to be a ton of infighting. Now, some of these moderate candidates, I don't even know who they are. I'm not going to try to learn them. I'm going to wait until the attrition happens when I only have to remember four or five. But just take the top four. You got Joe Biden, Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris. Just take those top four.
Watch the infighting. Watch the male against female, black against white, Jew against Gentile, Muslim, etc. Watch the dynamic of everything that happens with just those four. And then tell me that the Democrats have solidarity. The Democrats don't even have solidarity any longer on the defeating of Trump. Oh, yeah, I got a little smile on my face. I don't know how you feel, but they don't even have solidarity on that. There are many Democrats that are going, you know what? Trump's not doing that badly. I'm very surprised and impressed. They can't say it publicly because it goes against everything that they are. So we played a clip the other day on the show with Piers Morgan, saying, I'm a liberal and I'm embarrassed by liberals. But even in his embarrassment, he can't walk away from them. He has to stay there. And it isn't because of a dedication. Piers Morgan is a relatively smart guy. He doesn't want to challenge the status quo in terms of what happens when if he denounces Democrats. What happens? How's that going to work out for him? He's captive, if you will, because he enjoys the limelight. He wouldn't admit that, but he enjoys the limelight. It's an elixir. Truly is. Anyway, the whole point of this segment is to tell you that the Democrats have serious problems internally and the Republicans don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is in the hospital as investigators look for a possible sniper who shot him. The officer was taken to a hospital late Wednesday after a gunshot from a four-story building hit his bulletproof vest. A school within the shooter's range was put on lockdown and the students were evacuated. A police union leader is calling on Police Commissioner James O'Neill to resign after NYPD sergeant was docked vacation time in connection with Eric Garner's death.
The members of the NYPD do not respect you. They have no faith in your leadership, nor do they trust you. This department needs to change immediately.
Head of the Sergeants Union, Ed Mullins, says Sergeant Kitty Adonis was sacrificed in order to offset public pressure. Adonis will lose 20 vacation days after being accused of failing to supervise a scene where the officer used a chokehold on Garner in 2014. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden drew only 30 supporters at an event held on the same day as President Donald Trump's massive rally in New Hampshire last Thursday. This is according to the Eagle Tribune, a local Massachusetts newspaper, who reported that the campaign only enticed, quote, about 30 supporters to attend an event held in Manchester. We are here because we are standing up to hate just down the road, Biden's New Hampshire organizer director told a handful of people that turned up for the event. This is our moment, our chance. We need to talk to people now about what Joe Biden can do. And in meanwhile, across the way, Donald Trump breaking records. Breaking records. I love all these. The crowd chatting in unison. Go, Joe! Go, Joe! Donald Trump packed in 11,500 people at his rally in Manchester's Southern New Hampshire University Arena. Local fire marshal confirmed the crowd was the biggest on record since Elton John held a concert at the venue in 2004. I told you guys this the other day. Now, why am I even talking about this? Talking about this because Joe Biden is in big trouble. Big trouble. Joe Biden's campaign is in free fall. It is in triage. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren is trying to build hers up. We're going to play a clip of what Ducey said to Biden here in a bit. But she's trying to build hers up. All the candidates are looking at Joe in free fall. And by the way, you don't have to. I got a clip of Joe Biden, and I'm sure you've heard it by now. Condescending on so many levels. All you got to ask yourself anytime Joe Biden speaks is, what if Donald Trump said that? Joe Biden. Jill Biden might as well have been on a street corner with a sign that said, we'll beg for votes. Because, holy mother of Moses, what was his wife thinking when she came out and made her statement? She, I don't know if you saw this, but she ran interference for Creepy Joe as his poll numbers continue his meteoric fall. And her plea to voters wasn't like that of Trump. You remember when Donald Trump said to black folks, what do you have to lose? He was saying it to America. What do you have to lose by putting a businessman in office? And you know what we found out? We had nothing to lose and everything to gain. She says, I know that you may, I mean, essentially this is what she said. I know you may have been told to hold your nose to vote for my racist, sexual pervert of a husband, but who else can you vote for to face Donald Trump? And are you with me? You have to swallow. What she actually said was, you have to swallow a little. Did you? Can we pull that up? I don't know if I can pull it up. Let's see. Yeah. You have to swallow. You have to swallow a little to vote for Biden. Wow. Here's what she said.
I know that all of you are commit, that not all of you are committed to my husband, and I respect that. And she said at a campaign event in New Hampshire. But I want you to think about your candidate, his or her electability, who's going to win this race. Your candidate might be better on, I don't know, health care than Joe care, than Joe is, she continued. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I personally like so-and-so better. But your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump. She believes that Joe is the person who can get that done. Let me tell you, if there's anything going on in the Democratic Party, if it has any brain left, it understands that Joe Biden is not the person who can beat Donald Trump. Can you imagine Melania making such a statement? Wow. In protection of a creepy sexual predator husband like Joe Biden. She went on to say this. I know my goal is to beat Donald Trump. We have to have someone who can beat him. You know what the Democrats are saying without saying? They're saying, number one, no other candidate they have can beat Donald Trump. And number two, they are admitting, his wife is effectively publicly admitting, my husband, the brain-dead, creepy, sleepy, sexual predator moron, is your best shot. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, perhaps you feel differently about Biden. Perhaps you feel differently about his chances. Oh, I got plenty of ammunition for Biden. We're going to be talking about him for the rest of this hour. Because I already told you guys, Biden wouldn't be the guy. Remember I said it. My producers are going, yeah, shaking it like, yeah, well, you know. I said it. I said, look, I get it. I get why the Democrats go, Joe Biden's the man. He's got the credentials. He was a senator for a long time. He was handpicked by baby black Jesus to be vice president. For what reason, I do not know. And so all the pedigree is there. Everybody's out of his way. There is no I'm with her. There is no ordained coronation of the next Democratic president, that being Hillary Clinton, after she got her butt kicked. So the playing field was clear, and it was obvious that the vice president would want to do it. He was all wishy-washy or whatever, but he was just waiting on him to sort of say, yeah, come on in. So he comes in, and he starts out at 41%. And he's done nothing except go down ever since. And then, okay, I'm putting you inside of my brain. Joe Biden comes in. He's got all the pedigree. I agree. He is the number one choice for the Democrats. So his poll numbers come in. Then Joe starts feeling cocky. Yeah, it's mine. Poll numbers start to drop. Then Joe goes out on the campaign trail. And you know what he does? He starts with his stupid gaffes. That's Joe Biden. I already know he's going to make gas. Then he's 76 years old. He's tired. They don't want him out there for two reasons. One, because when he gets, the more tired he gets, the more in the evenings is when his dementia kicks in more than most. So they're limiting his campaign, stops his campaign. But even with that, Joe Biden makes gaffes. And he's done it the entire time. How many gaffes can you make in a month? Joe Biden has made a political career of gaffes in the last month. I'm going to give you some more, too, by the way. So, what am I looking at? I'm looking at an old, feeble, creepy, sexual predator who is a racist, too, has a record that no Democrat wants to stand on. And I'm watching the Democrats put their eggs in this basket. And meanwhile, I mean, they're rallying behind him. The media is behind him. Oh, it's all about Joe, 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 Joe. And then poll numbers steadily going down, steadily going down. There is a leak in the boat, okay? Steadily. And everybody's like, oh, he's the man. He could be. So, you know, he can beat Trump. And so we get all these polls that show Joe Biden is kicking butt on everybody on the left, and he has the biggest gap of beating Donald Trump. And then you know what happens? Suddenly, everybody can beat Trump. Yeah, notice how the media said, oh, it's not just Joe. No, everybody can beat him. And then I gave you a poll the other day. And you know what that poll says?
The poll said that everybody's in the same statistical arena for beating Trump. 1%. Now, it's a lie, but the point is Joe Biden is not the definitive, I can beat Trump, I have a 5-point lead, everybody else has a 1-point lead. It's all the same. What they're doing, whether you know it or not, I'm just telling you how a trend guy looks at it, how a futurist looks at it. They're phasing him out. He's got the desk closest to the door. He is going to be out. And I warned everybody about this. Sadly for the Democrats, though, Joe Biden is right that he has the best chance of beating Trump. The current runner-up for the Democratic nomination is a cultural identity thief who used her lies to get ahead. That's not going to play well when you're facing Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to bring up your lies. He's going to bring up your past. The number three contender is a newly minted millionaire who no longer targets millionaires, but instead targets billionaires. Do you think Trump is going to let him get away with that? He's going to say, hey, Bernie, whatever happened to you talking about the millionaires and the billionaires? I guess when you become a millionaire socialist, you have to drop the millionaires and only focus on the billionaires. What about the current fourth place contender, Kamala Harris? She may be the only candidate falling faster than Biden. Along with her record as Attorney General in California, Tulsi Gabbard exposed her, but she's also got her ethnocentric support of Jussie Smollett, right? That might come up should she get the nod and face Donald Trump, which isn't going to happen. I already told you, Harris isn't going to be the choice, and neither will Biden. Is it Warren? I don't know. But if it is, good luck, Democrats. Good luck with that strategy. My focus for right now is, why does your wife, what are the optics of Jill Biden coming on there saying, look, I don't know my husband's policies. You know, I don't know if they're good or bad. Just vote for him. What next? Lunch with the Bidens for a donation of $2? Remember that move?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden's first event of the afternoon was at a smaller venue, but there was still room in the back, so I had a chance to ask him what he thinks when he sees a more progressive primary candidate like Elizabeth Warren on TV with a crowd in the thousands.
No, it depends on what the nature of the event is. What I'm trying to do is go around from town to town, and I'm drawing as bigger crowds or bigger than anybody. Have you seen anybody draw bigger crowds than me here in this state?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Where?
In Des Moines.
In Des Moines?
In Des Moines. And the former vice president didn't seem to like that because a few minutes later, he singled me out to say he thought I was going to be unfair to him no matter what, but that he can handle it because he's a big boy.
Joe Biden's campaign is in free fall. It is on life support. Somebody get a defibrillator. Back away. He's, we're losing him.
You know you're in trouble when your wife comes out and essentially begs, listen, I know my husband is stupid. I know he crazy. I know he bad news, okay? But look, you need to vote for him anyway, okay? Jill Biden. If Jill Biden were Shaniqua, she might as well have been Shaniqua. Look here. My husband, he been running things for decades. And everybody know he crazy. You know he crazy. He been crazy for decades. Had brain surgery. Aneurysms and stuff. But that don't mean nothing. Look at the man in the White House. We must defeat him. He is too good. He ruining baby black Jesus' legacy. He ruining it. He look at it. Look at the stock market breaking records and black folks with and Latinos and women with all this massive employment. People buying, black folks buying houses, building up 401ks and starting businesses and such and bringing families back together. Look at this man letting black folks out of prison to reunite with their families. We got to stop this. Oh, Lord, I see some bits for the radio show coming up. Because I'll be the black lady that hates Donald Trump, right? We got to stop that man. He crazy. He crazy. Letting black folks out of prison so they can come back and be reunited with their families and go get regular jobs. They need to get out of prison and start dealing dope so they can get their butts back in prison. Oh, man, Joe Biden's campaign on life support. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. It's good to poke a little fun at these crazy leftists. Let me tell you what they want. They want a brain-dead, racist, creepy sexual predator moron to be president of the United States. That's the dude who was the front runner. Why? Because of his policies? Because he's so brilliant at what he does? No, because he was next in line. Because he has the pedigree. So what? He's incompetent. He's proven it. And everything. Don't even get me started on his lies. Have you seen the Washington Times thing on Joe Biden's blatant lies? Six blatant lies. It wouldn't be a big deal if they weren't character lies. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you answer, does this dress make me look fat? And you don't want to answer, yeah, okay, I get it. But with Joe Biden, hey, come on, y'all. Does this brain make me look stupid? Yeah, it does, Joe. But be truthful. Tell the man. God. Well, Joe Biden came out to protect her husband, but so did Dr. Neil Castle. Do you know who Dr. Neil Castle is? The man who performed brain surgery on Biden 3 decades ago because he had 2 aneurysms. And Dr. Neil Castle wants us to believe that Biden's brain functions like a well-oiled steam engine. Oh, man. You get it? You know, something we don't use anymore. I thought that was pretty clever. Politico reported that Castle assured Americans that 76-year-old Biden has all his sensibilities. He's as sharp as he was 31 years ago. Is what Castle said. Further, he assured that the hemorrhage and subsequent operations did not result in any brain damage. Yeah, okay. So, chalk one up for... Look, I don't know if you guys are really paying attention here, but these people are running interference for what's the undercurrent. When you start seeing stories like this, Joe Biden coming public and going, hey, you know, leave my husband alone, and brought Biden's brain surgeon from 30-something years ago coming out going, he's okay, his brain's okay, you know the undercurrent of what's happening politically. Yeah. Says, I'm going to vote for the candidate who I am absolutely certain has a brain that is functioning, and that narrows it down to exactly one. And I said, well, there, Donald Trump gets another solid vote. But let me just play you this clip of Biden in Urbandale, Iowa.
And I'll let you be the judge of what he does, because I already told you, I know, well, you guys know my opinion, or you certainly will know it. I don't know. I just would file this under, what would people do if Trump said it? But here's the clip.
Just like in my generation, when I got out of school, that when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 70s, late 70s, I got engaged. You know, up to that time, remember, none of you women were this, but a couple men married, remember? That was a time in the early 60s, where it was drop out, go to Haight Ashbury, don't get engaged, don't trust anybody over 30.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Mr. Colloquial Joe Biden, and he's denigrating women. None of you women will know this. Well, how could you possibly know what was going on in the turbulent 60s? I mean, what were you doing? Barefoot and pregnant in the houses? And he gets the decade wrong. And I don't know whether he was trying to recover when he said it, you know, 60s and late 60s or whatever. But he gets the decade wrong. I don't know much about dementia, but I know because my mother died in 1968. I'll never forget it. I don't care how old I live and how bad my brain is. I know my mother died in 1968. I know Bobby Kennedy died in 1968. And I know MLK died in 1968. That's what I know. But hey, for you black leftists listening to the program, that Joe Biden really has a look. He's looking out for you black folks, isn't he? You black leftists. He doesn't even know when Martin Luther King was killed. Yeah. And then what about those throngs of dozens? Well, maybe not. Maybe they're throngs of people. I guess 30 people does constitute dozens. Dozens. And the Peter Ducey clip that we played, we played that earlier, right? Peter Ducey said Joe Biden got upset with him because he was saying, you're not drawing any crowds. And then he circled back to Peter Ducey saying, essentially, you're not gonna make me mad. You know, I can handle it. I'm a tough kid. That would have been a veiled threat had it been the Clintons. Peter Ducey would have had to go into witness protection. But here's the deal. Biden was technically right. The size of the venue does dictate the number of people who can be there. It depends on the venue and it depends on the event. If you're charging $35,000 a ticket, you're probably going to draw a smaller crowd. But here's what I'll tell you. Biden can't fill events at boutique venues. If the venue will hold 100 people, Biden will be lucky to have 40. I know, that doesn't matter, right? Crowd sizes don't matter. I'll put it to you, I'll put it another way. If Donald Trump charged 20 bucks a ticket, I even think it would be 50 bucks a ticket, he'd still get 10,000, 20,000 people in any stadium he goes to. They said at the New Hampshire event, Donald Trump had 11,400 people inside, and they said there were 7,000 to 8,000 people outside. Yeah, I know. We learned in 2016 from the Democrats, crowd sizes don't matter, right? Mm-hmm. It don't matter. What I tell you guys, I told you Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrats' candidate. And I gave you all kinds of reasons why. What's worse for the Democrats is the person that they are now positioning as number two. I don't think she would make it either. But I don't know. At this stage of the game, I don't know. I can tell you it will not be Joe Biden and it will not be Kamala Harris. Those two guaranteed. Who will emerge? Don't know. One of my friends says Michelle Obama is going to throw her hat in the ring. And I said, I guarantee you Michelle Obama is not running for president of the United States. So I'll leave it to you. But what I can tell you is Joe Biden has dementia. He needs to get out of the race. And Barack Obama has already told him, why are you doing this?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.